Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And next is to approve the minutes of January 6th, regular meeting.
That looks good to me. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for January 6th.
Motion to second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. The next item is to approve the meeting minutes for the fiscal year 27, budget meeting minutes. Move approval.
Second.
All right, motion to second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, next item is citizens' concerns.
Yes, I have.
You got 5 minutes, Deb.
Well, I'm in the housing, general and housing committee, and actually tomorrow we're going to be taking up 4 bills that have to do with tenant landlord laws. And we're going to be looking at all 4 bills, like side by side. So if anybody's a landlord in this area that they might find zooming into our committee tomorrow afternoon, or I think it's the afternoon it's going to happen, interesting.
Okay.
Nothing's going to be finalized, but that's the start of it. And you can always go on YouTube and watch meetings if you can't do it live. Everything we do is transparent at the State House. And also, I know there's a lot of looking at education concerns. And all I can say is there's some people on that committee that just, they don't want, you know, one penny going out of state or even to independent schools, and it makes that committee very frustrating, because the west side of the state, as we all know, is different than the east side.
Yeah, sure.
But if anybody has any questions, I'm more than willing to answer them.
Thank you, Deb. Next is old business, town clerk.
Okay. So ballots for Tuesday, March 3rd's town meeting election should be received by March 11th. We did not receive any petitions for moderator or either of the select board positions. So it will be a write-in race. And I haven't heard if anyone's interested or not. There'll be a school budget presentation at Linden Center on Monday, March 2nd at 5. That's their informational meeting. Second item, our septic pipe once again froze in the town clerk's office. And sometime this afternoon when the sun was shining on it, it let go. So I called and canceled the gentleman that was going to come out. But Dennis tried out the new cat machine and scooped away so he could come in, just in case he did. And the third item, just a FYI, the North Concord Trailer Park lost water. The new owner has been canvassing, in case we get any calls, Route 2 to try to find, because some of the homes on Route 2 also get water from the trailer park pump house. So as of late this afternoon, they might have found where the break was, but we're still searching. I haven't had any calls, any complaint calls. I mean, not that we're responsible, but I think that's it.
Next up is the treasurer. Looks like the financial reports were emailed. January warrants on the table. Question about the 2027 budget. The sex and wages went up 80%.
Well, I guess she was looking for clarification, because you did, with his stipend, was I can't remember what it was offhand. It's like 2,400 or 2,500. In September, there was a motion to approve a stipend of 2,400 for Bill Gilding to work with the students during the winter. And I guess she's looking, if I understood her correctly, is looking for clarification. Is that for every winter, or is that for just this winter?
It was my understanding it was just for this winter.
Right, so she was just looking for clarification.
Yep, that one. Please speak up. For this.
So I don't know if you want like another motion, maybe make another motion. I'm not really sure what she was.
Now, when it says sexton's wages, we're talking cemetery?
Yes.
So I think to clear that up, I would entertain a motion that the additional stipend for the winter months are only for this year.
All right, I make a motion that the additional stipend for the sexton is only good for fiscal year 2027.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
For 2027 or 2026? 2026.
No, if fiscal year 2027 is 4,800. So that would be...
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Well, that would... That's
right. Well, see, that's the thing. And it, but in the... Like, in the budget, because then she brought it to my attention, like, this morning, because she was in for an hour, and I'm like...
Is this one, or would it be on 26?
Yeah.
Budget year.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so let me rephrase that for the 2026 winter. That's a motion, yeah.
I'll second that.
Right. The motion has been amended. Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Next item is the road commissioner.
Well, we got a new loader. They did increase the trade-in value on our old one by $2,500. I think he bumps it up to $47,500. Which I think we made out pretty well. I think we paid 90 for that 21 years ago, so we got our use out of it. We didn't really spend a lot on it. So.
And it's in use?
The new one's in use, yeah.
It's a thing of beauty. It cleared off all the things this morning.
Well, it's good. I noticed this afternoon when I was out, the bridges are drained and the piles are building.
Yeah, it's very fast compared to the old ones, so.
And you've got the grader out,
yeah,
pushing the snow back.
And the other thing I have is just an update on the Ralston Corner FEMA culvert we're working on. The engineer finally got hold of somebody from the railroad, and they basically sent us back a form letter saying, go ahead and put the culvert in, but just bore it while you do it, which that would be $1 million probably to do that. I don't even know if you can do it there against that bank, so... We're still working with them to see if we can find some kind of a solution.
What was the dollar amount?
To bore, it's probably going to be like $1 million, and you need to have 50 feet on each side to dig a hole down. It's not really feasible. What we're trying to do is get hold of them and actually talk to somebody in person to see if we can set the tracks to the side, and they're going to have to redo all those anyways.
And that's before this becomes a rail trail.
Or before it comes to railroad or whatever they're trying to do, I don't know.
Is there any activity from that rail trail?
I haven't seen anything around, but
I mean, they've got it shaked out.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the railroad or the rail trail, because I don't know. So. But we have a FEMA meeting Thursday, I think. FEMA is going to allow us, I think, up to $280,000 or something like that. So there's no way we could bore that for that. So.
Right. And your furnace is all set?
Furnace is in and going. Salt has not arrived from anywhere as of yet, so we're pretty low on that. But sitting like everybody else is, I guess.
I just want to make a comment that with all the heavy snow that we've had, the road crew has done a fantastic job when they can drive by my house at 40 miles an hour.
They can or you can?
I don't. I don't. I slow down to drive into my driveway.
Oh, very good.
All I got.
Well, Dane, who did you want? Somebody's got to sign off on that. Got to figure out who.
Technically, it's on the select board, I guess. It's the equipment fund.
Yeah.
Audra's looking for verification on where to take the money to pay that in.
So we're thinking, what, 50K from the equipment reserve fund? And then the remainder out of the
Connecticut
River Fund.
Enhancement fund?
Enhancement fund, yeah. And which we repay the Connecticut River Enhancement Fund. I don't know what, over what period of time we do that.
So 50,000 from the equipment reserve fund.
Yep.
And remainder.
Be 144.5.
From.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
Is that on the sales invoice or?
River fund.
I would think we would try to.
But.
I think the last time we did it on a. Was it the grader we did that with? And we paid it back over.
Yes.
Five years?
Fire truck, grader.
Yeah.
Or dump truck.
I think we might want to consider doing that in like 3 years because when's the grader coming up again?
That's 7 years old now, 8 years old.
Jesus.
No, 3 is only $50,000.
Right.
So 50K out of the equipment reserve fund. 44.5 out of Connecticut River Enhancement Fund with replenishment at 50,000 annually.
Yep.
And that's my motion.
Right. I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
You might want to start or add that in to start repayment in fiscal year 28 because you didn't budget the 50,000.
Actually,
payment.
Weren't we going to take the 50? I think that was the discussion. We were going to take the entire amount out of the Connecticut River Fund and take the 50,000 out in fiscal year 27 of the equipment fund to cover the first year. Am I wrong there?
I don't think I was here for that.
No, I almost think we had this conversation at a budget meeting.
Did we? Yeah.
I thought so.
That's probably the meeting I missed too.
I would just start it a year down the road.
On a good note, just talking about money, that $304,000 has finally been obligated from FEMA. So that means now it'll move to the state. It could be another month or two, but the FEMA has obligated that money, so it is coming.
For the flood?
Yes, that $304,000 that we've been waiting on, it finally obligated.
Now, is that 100% of what?
That's only 75%.
75%?
That's Gristmill Pit and Long Hill. We've been reimbursed for everything else already.
We have been. So those are the last two projects.
Yes.
And then we still should be getting some state percentage too when everything's done, I think
so, but I'm not holding my breath on anything.
Maybe 12%.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 12, but I don't know. The way things are going, they're firing everybody. So I'm just glad it obligated.
Right. I understood it when
I think if we got back to the original question, is are we going to start repaying this a year from now, or do you want to use $50,000 of the FEMA money that's coming back to make the first payment?
I'd say that FEMA used the FEMA money to make the first payment in 27.
All right.
Yeah.
27 and 26.
It would be.
Would be this.
We are in the 26.
So 26 business time. Yeah.
So we're going to borrow the 194, if I just make sure I'm following you correctly, or the 194
I think it would be easier if we took some out of the equipment reserve fund as well, and then the enhancement fund is completely
for
correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but we could
did we get the money in the equipment?
Yeah, fiscal year 27 starts in July. We can wait till July.
Yep.
To put that 50,000 in.
Correct.
And not do it in this fiscal year.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't really even have to be done till. Yeah. Usually we do those big payments like in the fall, yeah, September, yeah. October.
Yep.
Okay.
When the coffers are getting dry.
Are you clear on the motion?
I think so. So you're still taking. Well, I'm not sure. You finished figuring?
50,000 yep. out of yep.
the equipment reserve fund.
Yep.
Remainder from Connecticut River Fund, the 44.
Yes.
Five,
yep.
To be replenished.
$50,000.
Should I put like to be replenished in the fall of 2026?
$50,000 annually.
$50,000 annually.
The last payment would be
$50,000 of that FEMA money that will be coming in.
For 2027.
Okay. Deposited after July 1st.
Okay.
But I think that instead of replenish, I think you said should reimbursement.
Yeah, reimbursement's a better word for that.
Okay. $50,000 annual, or reimbursed by $50,000 annually, with $50,000 out of the FEMA for the first payment. All right, so I've got $50,000 from Equipment Reserve Fund. Remainder, and to pay the, well, and the remainder from Connecticut River Fund, the 44-5, reimbursement by $50,000 annually. $50,000 from FEMA for first payment in year 2026? Or 27.
Yeah.
27 is after July 1st.
Yeah.
So fiscal year 2027.
Yeah. Yeah.
Payment. Okay, first payment.
Be that long before we get the money anyway.
For fiscal year.
And the other big item that we have already.
The truck's already been paid for.
The truck is already paid for, even though it's.
We don't have it.
Remains to be seen.
Hmm. The ghost truck.
Where the hell it is?
We got a promise for February,
so,
I think.
Oh, really? Got a motion?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We have a second.
You get the year.
We're going to vote, George. Okay? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That was unanimous?
Yes.
Yep. Can I just sign that? You want to sign it now? Or?
You can. Yeah, it's just to approve it. Approve it.
All right, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You've done a good job with it today, right? All right.
Nick?
Yep.
Your turn.
So, no new zoning permit applications since our last meeting. So far. We've had inquiries, just nothing submitted yet. Questions, what can they do? Things like that. Brendan, the chair of the zoning board, is taking up following up on the lake watershed action plan at Miles Pond that you guys requested to go to the board.
Good.
So he'll get his review on that and we'll discuss it with, I'm sure, the board at the next meeting. And then in regards to the pond, we've been calling it Prince Pond.
Yep.
The hearing went well. Mainly had to just keep it on track for understanding that it was just not relocating the original hearing decision. They reminded him and the audience that, you know, they were maintaining the first hearing's decision on the engineering requirement for the pond. If he would like to continue the pond, he was reminded that he'll need to continue with getting an engineer to approve the design. And so the hearing for him was mainly to go over what he was appealing for the zoning violation letter, which the board summarized it with, you're basically rejecting our authority to have authority over the pond as a structure, even though it's not specifically named in the bylaws for ponds. And then they just made sure he understood that we do have authority and he can take it to the environmental court as his next step for appeal. So we have an official letter just going over that, and it's going to go to him in the interest of parties. I'm just waiting on two more board signatures on it.
Okay.
And then they just wanted you guys to see it. So since I don't have it complete tonight, I'll scan it when it is completed and just email it to the group so you can see it. And then I'll mail it to the appealant and the interested parties. And that way his, well, I'll have Linda record it first in the town records and then mail it. And that way we can start the time clock for him to take it to the environmental court, because I think he's only got 30 days from once we've got it recorded to do that, if he'd like to do that.
Right.
So that's it for zoning.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
New business, custodian. I would think we should put an ad in the paper.
Okay.
And what? What are we talking about for hours?
It's definitely not more than probably 2 hours a week.
Right.
You know, because the cleaning, I mean, we all do our own offices. You know, they don't touch the desk. It's mostly floors, bathrooms. Just that kind of stuff.
Right.
And what's the hourly rate?
Well, that's up to the board.
Two hours a week?
Pretty much. I mean, it doesn't take that long. Even that, pushing it.
What's a lower salary position or hourly position?
Well, the thing is, if you pay somebody $15 an hour,
yeah,
they're going to tell you to pound sand.
I mean, I would continue to do it, but it's just too hard.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Now with my leg.
So if we said $40 a week.
I would say 20 an hour. Is that 2 hours a week? $40.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
All right.
And would I consider that a motion?
Consider that a motion.
All right.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Next one is the certificate of highway mileage. And this is where the meeting minutes were saved on the back of this computer. But I didn't know if there was something on that.
Oh, yeah, because, I shouldn't have attached that. But anyway, that's something I have to send to the state. In 2024, Dane and I had added Rainy Road to the mileage thing. And then when we got the new map, actually not very long ago, we realized they never made the change. So when I called, she said, we'll just add it to this year's.
Okay.
So that's why the minutes are attached.
Okay.
Because I have to attach the minutes proving that the board, probably I gave you my copy.
No, there it is right there. Yeah, I'm the road commissioner.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to send those. So really, there's no changes from this year. That's a change from 2024 that for some reason got overlooked on their end.
Right.
So they told me I had to resubmit it.
All right. I would entertain a motion to approve the mileage report, highway mileage for February 10th, 2026.
All right, I'll move that forward.
Second.
All right, motion to second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. I read this 3 times. I'm not sure I understand it, but I don't know that matters. I think they're telling us what it is and asking us to approve it.
What are we looking at?
This is the equalization study results.
Oh, I don't know. George always used to like to see that, so I just put it in for your review.
Okay.
You want a motion?
No.
Can you note it in the minutes?
Yeah, I could put
it. We reviewed it?
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of head nodding.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's just what it is from the state, so.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
I'll just put board reviewed.
Okay.
when it gets to a certain level, then it means that you've got to have a reappraisal.
The next item is tax map maintenance renewal.
Yep, the contract is exactly the same as last year. No changes whatsoever. It's just the renewal.
Is this Access GIS tax map? Is that correct, Susan?
This what?
Is that the Access GIS?
Mm-hmm.
So, just as an FYI, we've been having issues with it, or I have been, for like the last month, where it just has issues loading on and off intermittently. So.
Well, that's usually the listers that deal with that.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just handle the contract.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
We need to say anything extra to them.
So. No, but I mean, you can always send, you know, let the listers know exactly what the issue is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting.
So I will make a motion to approve the contract for the tax maintenance.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Just copy me on that email, and then I'll send it also to them.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like I skipped over something here. March select board meeting date.
Oh, yeah.
Shall we do it on Wednesday?
We usually do it on Thursday.
On the Thursday, usually.
Thursday, yeah. Following town meeting.
So it'd be March 5th.
Is that a consensus or is it one motion?
However you guys want to do it. Right.
I think it should be a motion.
Right.
And probably do we normally advertise change in date?
For what?
For the meeting.
Well, it's customary. It's the second. It's the first Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just put it on the website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't put anything in the paper.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, make a motion. Wait. March meeting will be held on Thursday the 5th. Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Next item is the town hall. So the siding is complete. Harold's work is done. He will be back in the spring to seed and mulch. Do a little bit of cleanup. And right now we're holding $10,000.
This is kind of related. Do we get the propane issue?
I'm meeting Dead River up there Friday morning to see where we can put the tanks and in a better position, because right now,
yep.
I want to bring them up a little higher, so they're easy to access, and so I'm meeting the guy on Friday.
Okay. So there's no heat in it right now, then.
None. Except for in the bathroom.
Painting. Can I bring up the painting?
Yep.
In the town hall.
Yep. Yep. That's fine.
It's apparent to me and others that the town hall needs some painting work done, and not just in the area where they were working. And it was in the name that it would be prudent to advertise for bids to paint one or two sides of the building in the relatively near future.
No, we had put something in the budget for that, correct?
Well, we have building maintenance. But I think we need to find
somebody,
a painter that is capable to do from the tower to the ground.
Yeah.
And the backside is not visible from the road, but it's...
So we do all four sides or just two, do you think?
My thought was, it's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
My thought is that to do two sides one year and the other two sides the next year.
We have a significant amount of money in the building reserve fund.
I know that.
$208,000.
How's the backside look? Not that I've ever noticed that, but I'm sure that probably blistered and peeled, and that'd be probably a good one to get.
The last painting, I think, was only the front side.
That is correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And that was back right when I started, 2013.
That was a while back. Maybe if you painted the front side, maybe we ought to catch up the other three sides.
Yeah.
And
I think the front side needs it too.
Yeah.
And I mean, my thought is get it done over a period of time, whether we do front west, front east, or south, whichever. Isn't this the time of year to get some bids?
Yep.
For the painters.
The front side would be the cheap side. I don't have
that. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sadly.
All right, I'm all for it, but we got to figure out how many sides we want to cover.
Yep.
What do we do?
Put prices on it and see.
Yep. See what we can do.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
would you be willing to look at it and see what your opinion is to,
you know, I would think you'd want to get a price. Ideally, I would think you'd want to do it all in one shot, but
and probably
see what the price difference is between.
And probably it would be the first match before you be able to stomp around there and whatever else, and something that we could take up at the match meeting. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Who would be contracted? I don't know. Blake Jenkins comes to mind, but I don't know if anybody else. George's brother.
Yeah. Cousin, I guess.
Cousin?
Yeah.
George
could be. Not.
Yeah.
They did a nice job. Do all that work.
Yeah. They did a nice job on his house down there, too.
Yeah.
They did a nice job in his house next to a couple of houses up the street. Yep.
They seem to.
But it's going to have to be somebody who's got a lot of big equipment.
So do you want me to write up an ad and put it in, or do you want me to wait?
I think it'd be good just to get it done.
All right. Word to wisdom.
Yep.
Right, put it in the paper, see if we can get it done. And if it's too much, then I guess we...
Well, if I can get, you know, maybe get some bids by March 1st, you know, we'll get a bid on how much it would be for the whole building, and if it's too expensive, say, well, we don't like that.
Jason, is that something that you could help Susan put together for bids?
Well, I'll just say, looking for a bid to paint the Concord Town Hall. There's the address. Go look at it. Tell me what you think.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Yep.
Do you want me to write something up and I'll email it to you?
Yeah,
I
can.
Okay.
Next item is the cemetery committee. That issue appears to be there.
Yep, that.
Animal control.
Oh yeah, there's a citizen's concern on animal control about this. So they, a week ago Friday night, I got a call at the house. Some lady in town here had found a dog. Had tried to get a hold of Gigi to no avail. Called me wanting to know what she could do with the dog. I said, well, feed it, pet it, and tuck it in. My wife overheard the conversation, so she finally got a hold of Gigi through a personal message. Gigi called the house and...
Your house or the house of...
She called our house, and my wife told her that she was going to have the lady that had called the first time that had picked up the dog in town, that she was going to receive a call from, Gigi was going to receive a call from this rescuer. And Cindy inquired, how come you didn't pick up the phone? She said, well, I didn't know the number. So I didn't pick it up. I said, well, the concern is that if you're an animal control officer and somebody has a dog issue, you don't need to know them to have to resolve it.
I think that's been a recurring problem.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it has, if memory serves me right, it has been a recurring problem. And then, so my wife actually had to schedule a pickup for Gigi from Riverside Rescue, where the lady was going to have to come in from Gilman, from Dalton to Riverside Rescue to meet Gigi to let Gigi in the door, because Gigi never went to get training to find the code to get into the rescue to drop the dog off, and it's just a cluster. Yeah. And I know finding an animal control officer has been somewhat difficult in this town, but I don't know what we do pay her, but I don't believe we're getting our money's worth out of this.
Is it a paid position?
It is. It works out to about $70 a month. It's like $1,400 a year, and that's at before taxes.
Yep.
Almost a week of pay.
Yeah. Starvation week.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody ought to just sit down and have a conversation with her. This is what we expect.
Yeah.
All
right.
Or we. Chances of finding somebody willing to volunteer.
Well, the good news is they get your number.
Anyway, so that is my concern.
All right.
Does the town even need an animal control? We do know.
Yes, we do. I've had people drop dogs off at the town office, and I've had to take them to Riverside. I don't want to do it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt. Oh.
No, that's okay.
I forget, Candace Dane even got involved in this and called. This thing was just going down a rabbit hole, and I'm absolutely dead. But she's the animal control officer over in Lindenville.
We had her once for animal control.
For a while. Right. Yeah.
And she used to have words with the board.
Yeah.
She was very aggressive with the board.
Forceful. Yeah. Okay. So we either, Candace does it for multiple towns. She'd probably be willing to come back if the board would listen to her.
Well, it will change.
it may, I don't know. This could be something just to think about. Well, I don't have to resolve it tonight, but I just wanted to bring that up.
Okay.
I think you two just know you're not going to be here next
week. Well, I don't know that.
Yeah, well, there is a write-in campaign coming. So.
Yeah. For animal control officer?
So what about the animal support payment request?
Oh,
is that something that we've normally done? Is it something we need to do?
Well, it's already always figured in. It's not an appropriation. It's always figured in, and I think it's figured in for like $300 in the budget.
$3,000.
No, it's usually figured in $300 in the budget. Look at the budget. But now she's asking for $3,000.
Who was
the Riverside Rescue?
Because
we used to pay on whatever dogs were taken to her, like from our town, and $300 always covered it. And last year she sent us the letter, but then they decided to keep it at our old.
Well, this current year she pulled 25 dogs out of a house up there on Oregon Road.
No, that was right over here on South Street.
On South Street? Even closer. Yeah.
So that 21 seizures, that was a big, big day for her, but that's not going to be all the time, I would like to hope.
Yeah.
25 dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On South Street?
Yeah, that apartment building.
Right on the corner down by
Easton Avenue.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of dogs there. Yeah, that was last spring or sometime they had that.
Yeah, Fish and Game was there all day.
Fish and Game.
And the sheriff. And GG, I guess.
She recognized 911.
And then in the agreement, it also agreed, like, we pay the $3,000, that's just a baseline. But if any of the dogs need to be euthanized, that's an additional.
Yep.
So
the other towns in the area pay her the $3,000 to take care of the animal situation.
They're paying Riverside.
Riverside. $3,000 for that. Because right now we have no contract with Riverside, agreeing they'll take any of the dogs from Concord. So they did it out of just love of animals, I guess. But.
Well, we always had a contract with them, and we paid them $300 or whatever. If they took a dog from Concord, they'd bill us, and we'd pay it.
So they
and this is like a renewal.
So they want a renewal contract for $3,000.
Correct.
So this is kind of like Cadillac ambulance service?
Yep. Pay it or you're out of luck.
Now, that's for me to pick up a dog and take it over there. They don't come over here and grab and pick
right,
the dog. And
right, or Gigi's supposed to pick it up and take it over there.
Right, and she's being paid for that, too.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I think she gets paid regularly. I think she occasionally does it. I think she gets paid regularly. I think she occasionally does it.
Exactly.
My thought would be to agree to the $3,000 for Riverside Rescue and to reach out to Candace Dane to see if she would be interested in the animal control officer position for the town of Concord. That's just a thought. I think it's an upgrade from what we have now.
Oh, definitely will be, yeah. Well, little enough Candace, she'll get it done.
I mean,
if you can.
Facebook is just full of lost dogs.
Yeah.
I'll have to get it.
All right, you wanna put that in a motion, George?
I would.
Okay, I'll second that.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Do you understand the motion?
No.
All right.
to pay the $3,000.
Pay Riverside Rescue $3,000. And we reach out to Candace Dane and see if she has any interest in working with the town of Concord.
Signed.
Oh, also.
Put down all the bait.
Put down there.
Yep.
It landed on the other side.
What was it?
It was really.
I landed. So, my thought.
2-0 like that, 2-4.
Well, I was saying, I'm not going to
do it.
Yep.
Well, it must have been fun. It was a great day.
It was a good day. Crowded. For tip, they have
a lot of zoning permit to go through.
I watch it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's
this guy?
It's all right in.
I can see
you. Oh, yeah.
How are you doing?
Two people.
Okay. just a blank permit.
We did.
Back when he was
swimming, he didn't mind. Yeah, good.
But a writing has to be optional.
Victory almost. Victory almost. Right now, I'm working over in
How's that going to work?
I worked for Martell there for a while.
Yeah.
We'll do divorce right. and all that stuff, so I kind of switched gears and went and got a real job. And then
I overrated that.
A real paycheck, I guess.
One
of
the clears.
Yeah.
Take
care, man. Yep,
good
seeing
you.
Yeah.
See you,
Deb. Take care.
Okay.
All right. So if you want to do that, and then you can drop it off or scan it and email it to me.
Yep.
And I'll review it when we get back.
All right.
See if there's anything extra we need to do. Does it have anything that we need A&R for? Septic or anything?
No. So the lot was approved for a house. Okay. And it's already got a septic design attached to the the first year he probably stays there 10 nights. The next year he might stay there too.
Okay. You want to snap a couple of photos to go with the site plan drawing, and that way I can just mark it as it's a completed project whenever I get it?
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you very much.
Yep.
All right. You bet.
Transportation, so I need you to well, I know, but I've got to send that the original to.
So you'll give me a copy after.
Yes. Everybody's lying everything.
Okay, there's that. That's it.
I think
that's
so.
Good. My hands starting to cramp up.
Everybody sign it? Who didn't sign it? George, you got one more.
How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
George, you got one more.
We're almost through the
What's that?
So we're almost through the four-wheel. We'll get the last signature.
Yeah, I'll give you a copy of
that.
Yeah, thank you.
You were here at the hearing, right? I think I saw you.
Yeah.
Jim had to really just like whip that thing into, like, here's what we're doing, here's what you need to tell me.
Yeah.
So I just don't think that anybody else was following what his purpose was.
Yeah.
Paint it. Get her done.
All right.
And I'm assuming we're going the same color.
Yes.
Got a clear path to the door.
All right.
You want me to do that?
Sure.
All right. We'll see y'all later.
Have a great one.
That'll be nice. All right. Susan, I'll take off.